Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Picks Now update. Here are some of your top headlines. This just in, PG&E is expecting to pay at least $2.5 billion in damages for some of October's devastating wine country wildfires. Earlier this month, Cal Fire announced that power lines owned by the utility were to blame for more than a dozen of the fires and could be to blame for more. A billboard in the East Bay is catching people's eyes after it was vandalized to make a political statement. Take a look at this. The altered sign now reads, "We make kids disappear," signed ICE. The billboard is located in Emeryville on Shellman Street. It originally read, "We make junk disappear." The infamous activist group known as In Decline has taken responsibility for the vandalism. And the move appears to be a response to the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy at the border, which separated people from their parents who crossed into the country illegally. This comes as Congress takes up two different immigration bills in the House of Representatives today. Both will try to find a permanent solution to the separation of families at the border, but it's unclear whether either bill has enough support to pass. Angelica Alvarez has the latest from Capitol Hill.
The House will be in order.
The House of Representatives is preparing to vote on two different immigration bills, a hardline conservative measure that cuts immigration across the board, even legally, and a GOP compromise bill negotiated between conservative and moderate Republicans in the House.
What we want to do is just get something that can move forward, and we're right here. This is the closest we've been since I've been up here to actually have immigration reform and to move us forward and get us off this topic that we've just been spinning our wheels on.
The president has said he will sign either bill that passes out of Congress, but the GOP leadership has put its support behind the compromise bill.
We're hopeful that we can get to the number we need to pass the bill. This is what's going to help solve the immigration puzzle in this country. DACA, border security, end this practice of family separation in a definitive way.
President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday, which temporarily ends the separation of families at the border. But it only lasts 20 days, which gives Congress less than 3 weeks to find a permanent solution.
I think the president is trying to address the issue on the border in a compassionate way and trying to do what he can from an executive standpoint. But it has to be addressed legislatively.
It may also be up to Congress to find a legislative fix for the children already separated at the border. The president's executive order does not apply to the 2,300 children already taken from their parents. Angelica Alvarez for CBS News, Capitol Hill.
First, the Golden State Killer, and now there's word of a potential break in the case of another serial killer who terrorized the Bay Area. CNN now reporting that San Francisco police have identified a suspect in the Doodler case. Investigators say that he would meet his victims in gay bars, then charm them by sketching a portrait of them just before he took their lives. 14 people, all believed to be gay, were killed from January 1974 to September 1975. The detective on this case tells CNN that he's going to release an updated sketch of the suspected serial killer and that he is still working with DNA to nail down some more evidence. Jury selection begins today in the case of a Bay Area man who claims that the world's most popular weed killer gave him cancer. 46-year-old Lee Johnson is dying from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with lesions that cover 80% of his body. He says that the company Monsanto is to blame for not warning the public about Roundup. Lee worked for the Benicia Unified School District as a groundskeeper, regularly using Roundup on the job. He was healthy when he started back in 2012, he says. Now he's one of 4,000 people across the country who have filed suit against Monsanto, saying that Roundup gave them cancer.
Monsanto will tell you, they'll stipulate, they have never warned anybody about it. Mr. Johnson made safety decisions based on the label.
There is no science and there is no medicine that supports the plaintiff's position.
That's the vice president of global strategy for Monsanto, who defends the chemical glyphosate, the main chemical in Roundup. The EPA says it likely does not cause cancer, but the state of California says it is carcinogenic. The FBI says that the number of reports of sexual assault on commercial airline flights is growing at an alarming rate. They say that there has been a 66% increases in cases opened between 2014 and 2017, and that the agency says that the number may actually be higher because many of the assaults happen when the cabin is dark and the victim is asleep.
Defenders will often test their victims, sometimes brushing up against them to see how they will react or if they wake up.
The agency launched a campaign earlier this year, Be Air Aware, asking for people to come forward if they may have been victims. The beloved Bay Area gorilla known as Coco, also known for her sign language skills, died in her sleep on Tuesday. Coco was born at the San Francisco Zoo in 1971 and then began working with Dr. Francine Penny Patterson at Stanford University starting in 1974. That's how the Gorilla Project took shape, and Coco learned sign language. She became an icon for interspecies communication and empathy, and even had her own pet kitten. She also had an app that helps kids learn sign language. The Gorilla Foundation says it will continue to work in her honor through its ongoing projects, including conservation efforts in Africa and the Great Ape Sanctuary on the island of Maui in Hawaii. All right, Netta Iranpour is here with a look at your forecast. Netta.
Well, Kenny, the good news is right behind you, that live camera of San Jose showing clear conditions. So the South Bay, the sun's out for you. At SFO, not so much. Flight delays by about an hour. So that's because of the low cloud coverage. So we're dealing with it yet again, but today it's expected to burn off a little bit earlier. We do have that west wind, of course, and that's keeping things cool right by the water. So that's why in San Francisco, low 50s, but low 60s for Concord already. And that's where that sun is finally showing itself. Here's a look at those wind speeds. So this is going to make all the difference today, preventing us from getting as hot as we're about to get. So temperatures are going to stay pretty normal right around the water thanks to this. West winds at 11 through San Francisco, 7 for Oakland, and then Fairfield, 10 mile per hour winds. So that's not too breezy. It was stronger earlier this morning, that's for sure. We had gusty conditions throughout the Delta. Now, inland areas, temperatures will be slightly warmer today. So around the water, very similar to yesterday, but when you go to places like Concord and Fairfield, expect temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s. 83 in Campbell, 85 Las Gatas, 89 though in Morgan Hill. It's about to get pretty warm though. These temperatures add about 10 more degrees for tomorrow and a few more for Saturday as well. Temperatures are about to get very, very hot. So enjoy this while we can. Right around the water, it should feel pretty nice in the upper 60s, low 70s today. And then up north, temperatures will be reaching the low 90s. So what's going on is a couple ridges of high pressure, and that's expected to bring us some pretty excessive heat and a lot of sunshine. So we could say goodbye to those west winds. We won't have that onshore influence and that coastal cooler air. Instead, we're going to get dry winds coming in. So we do have an excessive heat watch. In effect, all these areas in yellow, as you see right here, from Fairfield up to Chico Redding, the Sierra Foothills, and then South Stockton, Modesto, 100 to 108 degrees. And for us, that also means in the Bay Area, temperatures will be well above average. Here's the view over at Homewood. A beautiful day over at Lake Tahoe. That's where a lot of people are headed to cool off a little bit. But I want to point out, it's still going to be dry and warm up at those higher elevations, and offshore winds always mean a concern for fire danger. So we hope everyone's safe. Keep your time in the sun limited because it's going to feel really hot. Jacqueline.
Yes, and wear that SPF and grab those sunglasses. Okay, we are tracking a couple of hot spots in traffic. We had an earlier crash southbound 101 right near Hillier, and then one of the cars from that accident caught fire. That fire spread onto the hill, so fire crews are now on the scene, and they have the two right lanes blocked. So we're dealing with that backup, and then in that backup we had reports of a new crash involving four vehicles, so that has the far left lane blocked. We are dealing with delays in the red now, a little under 25 minutes as you make your way from 280 down to 85 along southbound 101. The rest of your South Bay ride just a little sluggish in portions of 280 there. We are taking a look at the work crews out on the scene of the Benicia Bridge, where we have another traffic alert in effect. CHP shut down the two left lanes. This is northbound 680 as you're approaching 780 after reports of some metal grating were coming up from the roadway on the bridge there. So CHP doesn't anticipate these lanes reopening until later this afternoon, possibly after the evening commute. So do expect delays if you are heading over to the Benicia Bridge. That is Check Your Traffic. I'll send it back over to you, Kenny.
All right, Jacqueline, thank you. Let's see how Wall Street is doing right now. Seven straight days of losses for the Dow, and right now it is on pace for an eighth straight day with Dow down about 165 points. Today, a Supreme Court ruling is a huge win for brick and mortar stores. The High Court ruling that online retailers will have to collect sales taxes in states where they have no physical presence, overturning a ruling back from 1992. Traditional stores say that they've been at a disadvantage by charging sales tax because some online competitors don't have to, causing their items to appear cheaper. AMC Theaters is launching a new subscription-based service allowing moviegoers to see three free movies a week for $20 a month. It's called AMC Stubbs A-List. Subscribers can also book tickets in advance and watch films in any format, even IMAX and 3D. AMC's program kicks off next Tuesday. Meanwhile, its competitor MoviePass currently offers customers a free movie a day for $10 a month. And MoviePass took to Twitter, poking fun at AMC's new service, tweeting in part, saying, quote, twice the price for a quarter of the theater network and 60% fewer movies. Thanks for making us look good, AMC. The war of words and the drama developing there. All right, we'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You could always watch our updates on the hour streaming live at CBSSF.com and, of course, our KPIX 5 Facebook page.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism.
From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.